Welcome to the Traffic Hackers Podcast, the crossroads of lead generation expertise and business growth savvy. Here we explore the expansive landscape of demand generation, guided by your hosts, Brent Stone and Glenn Martin. So get your laptop out and your cell phone ready. It's time to enter the world of the Traffic Hackers.
Welcome to the Traffic Hackers Podcast. Glenn here, and I am super excited to be diving into some pretty cool things today with my business partner, Brent Stone. And we're going to let Brent talk today on some pretty awesome things when it comes to the world of automation and why people use automation, and maybe some more specifics even just around LinkedIn and the lead generation space specifically. So Brent, how's it going, man?
Man, it is going well. Thanks for this. This is going to be fun. Let's start with this, because automation is such a broad topic. When people hear the word automation, I feel like people can run in a bunch of different directions. I mean, there's manufacturing automation, automation in robotics, automation in just so many different industries and verticals. You know, when we start talking about sales automation, I feel like there's some people where their eyes kind of like roll back into their head and they're just like, yeah, but is that really effective? And there's a lot there where, because, you know, what we do with the Traffic Hackers, you know, we're trying to give people insider secrets, tips, free resources, and different things. Here's what I can tell everyone whose eyes might be rolling into the back of their head. Bring them back and focus here on us, you know, for a second, or just tune your ears in if you're listening. What I can tell you is that there are ways to do this efficiently and effectively. We know firsthand, and I know firsthand because we run our own prospecting automation software. We own that company. And so we own the software, and I know it works good. And you're thinking, well, yeah, well, you're biased and you're trying to sell it. Well, here's the thing. Based upon my moral compass and everything else, if I sit here and try to feed you a line of whatever, I'm not going to be able to sleep good at night. I'd rather sleep good than try to sell something that doesn't work. What I can tell you is that I've been running this software now for the last couple of weeks. After we got out of beta and we had a bunch of users using this in beta, we have this really incredible process that delivers results. And even if you don't choose our brand of software, which I'm not even like talking about right now, you don't even know the name of it. If you went with one of the other available ones out on the market, it's going to save you a lot of time and energy. Now, I do believe that ours is the best. We got a certain safety protocol built in, and it's based off the programming of the personality of the client. So my automation runs just like me. Like if Brent Stone is on, you know, LinkedIn and I'm messaging people, and let's say I'm not the best and I log on, you know, once every 3 days to LinkedIn, I have my system programmed to act like me. I go on, I view someone's profile, I go check out their experience, their work history, you know, maybe I send them a connection request, and with the same type of nuances that I would have with scouring the platform, looking for people that I want to connect with, it does that. Mm-hmm. And then it just makes me more efficient because I don't have to do that anymore. I don't know about you, Glenn, but you know, I'm looking for less tasks to do on a daily basis. Amen. Are you with me?
Oh, 100%. I mean, I have so many things to do already that it's like, if you want to build rapport and actually care about someone, obviously those things are important to do as much as possible, especially when you're prospecting, but it can get lost in the weeds a little bit. And I think that's where busy professionals, you want to be personalized, but you start to feel your time is so crunched, and then you see people pitching right out of the gate. And I think a lot of times it's not desperation for clientele. A lot of times it's desperation for time. And they're just like, man, I know I can help this person.
That's what it is.
Do it quickly.
I had somebody today, actually, that went and sent me some messages on Facebook Messenger. And I got a pitch right after they told me that they wanted to connect. And I'm like, how long have you been doing this? And she's like, well, 2 years. And I'm just like, listen, so-and-so, I'm really not impressed with the speed at which I'm getting a pitch. If you're this experienced blah, 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 blah. you don't know anything about me. You obviously don't know anything about my businesses. So how do you know that your services are going to be able to help any of them? Yeah, like all these things. And so I think that's where people's eyes roll back in their head and they become calloused to this idea of automation. So when you have a particular, you know, system set up in place that does that, then you can buy back your time. And so with technology the way that it is today, and we even integrate AI into ours, so you, depending upon how robust people want to get with this, we can really have some bells and whistles and everything else. And you can too, depending upon, you know, the company that you go with. And I would encourage you, especially if you're, you know, sales director, business owner of a small business, and you're doing a lot of your own prospecting, if you're corporate sales, if you're basically anyone that needs to reach out to people on the professional platform on a regular basis, you would want to make sure that you're utilizing some form of automation just so you can buy back hours of your day. Responding to people and other things, you can pre-program responses based upon certain conditions if you use the right automation tool. And so a lot of these things seem like it's just boring, but at the end of the day, you're spending hours, maybe not every day, every week you're spending hours trying to answer potential prospects, be kind to them, not put them off. I mean, it's just... It can be a time waste. One thing that I can say is that when people are looking at trying to be personable, there's different ways that you can take your automation in the, you know, in the vertical of sales and, you know, outreach and all these things, and you can basically have, based on conditions, those conversations dumped into a pool where you can pick up, or you can, our software, you can jump in at any point during the conversation and take over. But there's some that can just dump people out into a space where it sends you a notification or whatnot. And then you can just kind of pick up where the conversation stops. One thing is really key is that if you don't trust the automation tool to work right, you'll spend a lot of time worrying about, hey, is this even working or whatnot? But that could be a drawback for you. If you're a listener to this and you're like, hey, should I utilize automation in my career? There is an aspect of trust. And so that's why choosing a good company that just focuses on demand generation and creating that demand for your product or service can understand the bigger picture, not just doing like lead gen services, even though we do a lot of that, obviously, the bigger company Funnelforce, that's what we do. We do demand generation tactic or strategy, and then we implement lead generation tactics specific to a scenario. And so you want to find a firm that does the whole strategy of creating demand for your product or service. And then that will inherently bake in the ability for people to want to come out and find your business. And that's part of the lead gen strategy. You can run paid ads. You can do programmatic display. You can do all kinds of things you want to do to try to get leads to come in. But if there's no demand for your product or service based upon just not understanding, you know, what that even means, before you start trying to do all this paid stuff, you're going to have way less results. And so we try to save people money. At least that's what we've been really good at doing as far as being able to be very efficient with their tactics and their budget. So that's my two cents on automation. Is there another direction you want me to go in, Glenn, when it comes to automation? I can tell you, before I go down this other rabbit trail that I have, is there anything else specifically you want me to touch on automation wise?
Not specifically. I mean, I think I'll just add something really quick. Automation should be looked at as an extension of you. So, you know, when you automate something, it should not be highly, highly personalized things that only you can do, but it should be things that are an extension of you that are what I call busy tasks, things that are maybe not in and of themselves, you know, income producing activities, but they lead to income producing activities, right? And so that's what I would look at for automation. And one thing that we're talking about here is a software is only as good as it can be customized. right? If it can't be customized to fit you and to be a true extension of you, then it's not really a great software for you to use, because people will start to pick up on the fact that, you know what, this isn't you. This is something else going on here. And so we really do care a lot about the aspect of, you know what, this is operating as an extension of you, handling things that you would do, but are busy tasks that then lead to the ICPs, the income, or I'm going to get that acronym mixed up, but income producing activities, the IPAs is what I was looking at there. So that's what you want to be focused on. And that's what we really get excited about automation is from that standpoint. So yeah, go down your rabbit trail. I want to chase a rabbit a little bit. So that'd be fun.
Well, I don't know how far we're going to go down that rabbit trail, but basically it's just this. If you're running a business, and Glenn and I have other businesses outside of what we do with Funnel Force and Lead Tether and Pro Force and the whole, you know, portfolio of Funnel Force there, we have to try to figure out how to maximize that time. And so we created this based on knowing that businesses need leads. We've spent, you know, our working career in different types of businesses where lead gen has been a predominant backbone of our responsibility in those types of businesses. So for us, it's like the expertise is there. Now, how do we basically go and take our experience and what we've seen in trying to produce leads for not only ourselves, other businesses, and maybe jobs that we worked for? How do we do that for our clients? I mean, we've done it for our entire working career and have had to do it well. And otherwise, we wouldn't have been in business, or we wouldn't have, you know, had good track records at the jobs that we worked doing sales and all these other things. So now we want to be able to turn around and say, hey, we know how to do this really well. We've been doing it for now multiple decades, and we can turn around and then help people with doing this same type of task, but then help them manage the tasks and automate those tasks. So that's pretty much it on my end. I feel like that's as much rabbit trail as we'll go on today. But yeah, how about we just wrap up from there, and we'll pick it up on the next episode. Thanks so much for listening in and watching the Traffic Hackers today. Until next time, keep driving that traffic.